Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, March 4th, 2026. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15b. The primary theological insight in Joshua 24:15 is this. True faith requires intentional allegiance to God, expressed through personal commitment and household leadership. This verse teaches that serving the Lord is not something that happens by accident or through passive association. It is a deliberate covenantal choice. Joshua knows that devotion to God must be chosen again and again in every generation, especially when competing loyalties and cultural pressures challenge that devotion. The first part of the verse highlights individual responsibility. Joshua says, "As for me," demonstrating that every person must personally decide whom he/she will serve. Scripture never teaches that faith is inherited automatically. While blessings and influence can pass from one generation to the next, obedience is always a personal act of the will. Joshua stands before the nation and models a crucial truth. You cannot call others to a commitment you have not made yourself. Theologically, this reveals that God desires a relationship with His people that involves the heart, not just outward actions. The second part reveals covenantal leadership. Joshua includes his house, showing that spiritual leadership has ripple effects. In ancient Israel, the household was the central place where identity, values, and worship were shaped. This reflects a biblical principle that God works through families and communities, not only individuals. When Joshua commits his household to the Lord, he is not forcing faith on others. Rather, he is setting the spiritual direction and expectation of the home under his care. This is consistent with the broader theological pattern seen throughout Scripture. God often calls leaders to shape the spiritual environment of their homes, Deuteronomy 6:6-7, and Ephesians 6:4. Finally, the phrase "we will serve the Lord" teaches that serving God involves exclusive loyalty. The word "serve" includes worship, obedience, and commitment. Joshua is not merely talking about religious activity. He is declaring that God alone will be the authority over his life and household. Theologically, this rejects idolatry and affirms the covenant relationship between God and his people. In a world filled with competent gods and tempting ideologies, Joshua's declaration proclaims that Yahweh is the only true God worthy of devotion. Taken together, this verse teaches that genuine faith is a conscious, courageous choice that shapes personal identity and household direction. It is not neutral. It is not automatic. It is a declaration that the Lord alone will be the center of life, values, and worship.